Hello, lovers! Welcome to Ménage à Trois Radio's Swan Song, episode number 169.
Oh, it's true. You're listening to our final episode, and we're going out with a bang.
We invited a few past guests to join us for one last orgy, recorded live at the UCB Theater in Chelsea.
But before diving in, we want to thank you all from the bottom of our hearts and parts. 4 years ago, we gave birth to this saucy little love child, and we couldn't have raised our fuck baby without the support of our sultry listeners.
Yes! Big sloppy kisses to you beautiful perverts for opening up your ear holes to Ménage à Trois Radio every hump day. We appreciate all of your listener love questions, the sexy science articles you shared with us, all the love you gave us on social media.
The illicit packages full of drugs and sex toys you mailed to our home.
You're the best! Also, we want to give hugs, tugs, and rubs to everybody who contributed to the podcast over the years. All the sexy guests who dove into the sack with us.
So many passionate threesomes.
The gorgeous midnight audiences who partied with us at our After Dark shows.
Ooh, those live shows were dangerously erotic.
Our handsome producers, Haas and Tay. Our mama, UCB Comedy.
Yeah, and a very seductive thanks to Shannon O'Neill for always having our back.
And front.
Yeah.
Ménage à Trois Radio might be off to bed, but we're more than just a podcast. If you haven't already, please snuggle up with our essentially psychedelic digital series on IFC's Comedy Crib.
And for updates on our future projects and live appearances, plus tasteful nudes and many other sexy surprises, peep our website, ménageàtroisradio.com. Now enjoy jazzing off to episode 169.
Love you.
Goodbye.
Please give a big round of applause for the real life lovers, everybody. All right.
Yeah. Hello, good evening. I'm Diana.
I'm Murph, and this is Ménage à Trois After Dark.
Show is.
We want to. Oh, there it is. Can't move those loins until those tunes start.
Certainly not.
We want to thank everyone for coming out in the trashy weather at midnight for this very sensual funeral of our podcast, Ménage à Trois Radio.
Do we have any Ménage à Trois Radio listeners out there? Okay.
Excellent. All wanderers from the streets. This is perfect. This will be an insider all day. This will be amazing.
Well, we're putting her to rest.
Yes, this is it. This is our final, we're going to use this recording as the final episode of our show.
It's 169. All right. Yep. 69.
The fates aligned. Some fans of 69ing, some athletic people in the audience. All right.
Should we get some moments?
Couple of hot shot athletes. Yes. Yeah, let's get it started. See a lot of gorgeous faces. I can see through the lights. And I'd like to, because we're recording this for posterity, I'd like to get everyone's most sensual moans and groans as we welcome our guests for the evening.
Can we get some moans?
So let's hear, the
moans going.
I'll use my mic. You know this musical mix. She's a rock star with a penchant for comedy. Please welcome to the stage, episode guest number 78, Ms. Khaki King.
Woo!
Hail, hail. Ooh!
Khaki.
Khaki looks hot to trot tonight.
This is your mic.
Hi.
Have a seat.
Hi.
Welcome. And you know this Bang Baron from Vinyl and the Tick. Please welcome to the stage, episode guest 37, Mr. Griffin Newman.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, you're also hot to trot. Not quite cat.
This is my hottest and trottest outfit I have.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. Very impressive.
I am having a hard time with these cards.
All right, you know this lecherous legend from Don't Think Twice and Comedy Central. Please welcome to the stage, episode guest 91, Mr. Gary Richardson.
Oh, yes.
Woo!
Yes.
Woo! Hot and trot.
So, everybody have a seat, get comfy.
No.
Oh, well, we like to wine and dine our guests. We think we're fancy.
We try to be. And so, you know, we remembered what beverages you guys had on the show. Griffin, you were a long time ago. It was hard for us.
It was years and years ago.
Yeah. I believe you had a gin and tonic.
I did. I did indeed. That's my drink of choice, yeah.
Is it still?
You've
outgrown it.
I haven't. I got a little frisky in the last couple of years, and I've shifted a little bit to gin and ginger ale.
Wow.
A dandy's beverage.
I don't have that.
That wasn't an indication. That wasn't like a bend.
Also, you're like squatting like you're going to whiz and create some ginger ale back there.
I'm working on making the drinks.
You got very angry at me very quickly, Ben.
Yeah.
Khaki King asked for a ginger beer on
ginger
the podcast.
Beer.
We do have that.
We can mix our
ginger.
Okay.
your twist.
Yeah.
A little mingling.
Yeah.
And Gary liked bourbon.
Yeah.
Is that still accurate?
I do still like it.
Good.
But lately I've been going real hard on some white wine.
Interesting. You put an ice cube in there?
No way. Not a chance.
We've lost touch. Everybody's swapping beverages.
Oh, geez.
We're living in the past.
Well, how's everyone doing?
Yeah.
Good.
Are your relationship statuses still the same?
Yeah.
Stat-I?
Since 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Well, Griffin, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
You hadn't dated yet when we first spoke.
Never.
You were prepubescent, I believe, in that episode. We got a lot of heat for that episode.
It was incredible. Actually, I believe that episode, Diana, was the first time I had met a female. You were the first female person
I
ever met.
That's
yeah.
So sweet.
What a good specimen.
You. Yeah. You guys, you really gave me the birds and the bees talk for the first time.
That's true.
Yeah.
That feels like we're not the right people to
no. Those
play normal sex.
Those are rotten birds and bees, I think. They're long since deceased.
And I'll say mine has for sure changed.
Your stat eye.
My stat eye has for sure changed.
Nice. You looking to mingle?
Yeah.
All right.
He's looking to mingle.
I'm here, you know?
This is a mingling spot.
I'm down to mingle.
Anyone here looking to mingle?
Anybody here looking to mingle?
Got minglers in
the back? Couple of minglers! I think it's those same 69 folks, so that's good news.
Khaki's married.
Yes.
Yeah, but I just downloaded an app that lets me meet other moms.
Oh.
Ooh, mom-mingling. Okay.
It was written up in the New York Times.
Really? Is it a swipe situation? You swipe on which way?
No, it's more like OkCupid style, but... No, it's like total.
Is it like Big Milkers?
It's
yeah, we're talking lactating mamas? What are we talking about?
It's like, I'm lonely because this thing is, you know, a parasite. So let's get together and have our parasites with us. But you know it's for sex. Like, you know it is. I just know it is. It's like, my husband doesn't like me because I'm weird now and the vagina's strange. So, like, let's just get together and...
Leave that asshole, you know?
That's why I have downloaded it. It's called Peanut.
Peanuts?
Peanuts?
Oh, that's a fuck app. That's definitely. Thank you.
Yes, please. So you guys must be devastated that our podcast is ending.
I am.
No.
Everyone looks a little shaky. The world
would be tissues?
Well, I believe in that my episode, you said at the end of it, we'll definitely have you on again sometime. And I've been waiting for a while.
Yep, we got you in right under the gun.
Yeah, but it feels like that's kind of a loaded kind of statement in and of itself.
Right.
That you're like, let's just put
them
on when we have nothing to lose anymore.
when we're lighting it on fire.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, usually people are like, I didn't get to tell my sexy story. And we say, we'll have you back, but we never were going to have anyone back.
No, but you three, if you feel free, if there's anything salacious you didn't share with us.
We got to share a lot. I mean, I feel sad because my entrance into acting and nudity on film came through YouTube.
Wow.
Via your podcast.
Yes.
We're like gateway perverts.
Yeah.
We are gateway.
But it was like a perfect...
First one's
like
free.
I was, you know, clearly looking for something like that to introduce to my life.
I'm glad.
And you guys pre-peanut.
Pre-peanut.
So I'm really pre-peanut. So I'm kind of...
Yeah, this was
sad at the closing of this chapter.
Us too.
Yes.
I mean, I learned stuff about sex specifically from doing all these episodes.
Yeah.
I was really clueless. I learned like about the female anatomy and just, you know,
basic.
Appropriate
we're talking
things to
basics.
Do while I'm like engaged in intercourse, and it was helpful. It was really helpful.
Wow.
So I want to thank
welcome.
You both for letting me explore that and getting answers to those questions.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, your short-term memory is not what it used to be, so I feel like you're still fumbling in the dark.
Well, you know, I write it on my hand sometimes, and it's...
Well,
yeah, you know, just you know, got it there in case you need it.
Absolutely.
Just vagina on the palm of your hand.
Make strong eye contact, so...
You didn't learn that from us.
Oh, that's not a good thing?
Yeah.
Fuck, all right, well...
I mean, it's better than weak eye contact, I guess.
Right. Or just looking at a wall or, you know. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you guys say we hop into some sex shits?
Ooh, yes. Ooh. Yes. These are these are the rapid-fire sex questions. Now, we asked you guys some of these on your previous episode, but we're going to try to do some new ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
These should be new.
Okay, cool.
We're just going to go rapidly between all of you and see if that works or... Might be a clusterfuck. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, starting now. Kathy, if you were to make love to a piece of furniture, what would you choose?
A divan.
Gary, what's the best song to have sex to?
I'd say anything by Usher, like around 2004.
Before Usher. Nice.
Griffin, would you rather have a mediocre orgasm every day or an extraordinary orgasm once a month?
Mediocre. I'm a man of simple pleasures. I don't need much.
Kathy, which emojis would you use to break up with someone via text message?
The tempura shrimp.
Yeah, message received.
Gary, what's the horniest condiment?
Probably barbecue sauce.
Griffin, if you had to sing one song lyric to steal America's heart, what would it be?
And I'm telling you I'm not going.
Do you want to sing it for us?
And I am telling you I'm not going.
Yes.
Heart stolen.
Khaki, would you rather have 10,000 sexual partners or one life partner?
10. 10. One beautiful redheaded life partner named Jessica.
It felt like you said
10. Peanut.
Gary, we got a fuck, marry, kill for you here.
Okay.
Charles Manson, Jesus, Bill Murray.
Probably gonna kill Charles Manson.
You.
Sorry, dude.
I don't mean to judge.
I gotta kill somebody.
That's true.
Probably gonna marry Jesus. Ooh. Fuck Bill Murray. That's you're gonna give me that one, right?
And Griffin, tits, hips, lips, nips, or stumps?
Repeat the question.
That was tits, hips, lips, nips, or stumps?
Nips? Yeah. Khaki said stumps. I feel like it's nips. Am I wrong?
I saw the stumps in your eyes the moment that question was asked.
Riveting.
Yes.
Sections. I would have thought you would have said lips.
Yeah.
Griffin. I feel like we know our guests so well.
I feel like we do.
We know what they're going to say always.
Always.
I kind of felt like he was going to go nips.
You felt nips?
I was so non-surprised, so unsurprised when he said nips. I was like, of course.
Were you bored by it?
Almost. I was like, wow, okay, yeah, of course. Of course, of course he's going nips.
See, I'll say, Gary, I was surprised that you chose to kill Manson.
Yeah, me too.
Because I think we know Jesus. He's got a mulligan. He can resurrect, so why not kill him? He's the only life you don't have to actually take. You got clean hands, clean conscience.
The thing is, my cousin was killed by Manson. So I gotta take care of that guy. Revenge of death. And mm-hmm. also, I'd hate to run into somebody that I murdered. Are you kidding me? I kill a guy and I'm like, oh shit, what's up, dude? How are you doing? And I'm like, oh no.
It's the ultimate ghosting.
The word, yeah.
No, never mind.
Yeah, but I get what you're saying. Yeah.
And Khaki just whispered stumps.
Yeah.
But that's like the lyrics from your theme song, the nips, slips, and tip. But the stumps was that threw me.
It was
wild
fresh.
Card.
So yeah. I thought stumps would be. I don't know. Stumps are fun.
Yeah,
because it's the freshest.
It's like
choice,
the freshest.
You're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, thing in my head.
Sure.
It's the only one with a subgenre on that list, I believe. The rest of them are just kind of out there, you know.
I mean, one could argue that was sort of a no wrong answers question.
Yeah, there's definitely. No answers in that one.
Right? I think the other ones there were definite wrong answers.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, tempura shrimp is good.
Yeah, I think
there's a wrong answer for that.
We knew it.
Like, that is very clear. If you text someone a tempura shrimp, they know.
Yeah, they're packing their bags.
Yeah.
I think we know our guests very well. Would you say, Haas?
I don't know. Do you guys really think you know your guests? I mean, we've done 160 plus episodes together, but most of the time you're both wasted.
It's true. It's true. But between the two of us, I think we...
We're on top of it.
All right. How about we put you all to the challenge?
Wait.
So I prepared a little quiz here for you guys.
Ooh,
okay.
Me.
Yeah. Got some trivia questions about the podcast.
About these guests?
Well, not these guys.
Just
all
in general?
The guests. 160 episodes. Do you remember them all?
Yes.
Yes.
Let's see. In a little thing, we're going to call Titillating Trivia. I don't have a sound cue for it. All right, so let's get it along. We're gonna do question number one. All right,
we get to jointly answer these.
What's that?
We get to jointly answer these.
Yeah, I'll out. All right, we're all familiar with beer shits, but which former Ménage à Trois radio guest experienced the champagne shits after a wild night on a balcony?
Gary.
That's the final answer?
Yeah, Gary, I think Gary's trying to throw us off the scent. Champagne shits?
He's clearly shaking his head.
No.
I'm saying don't pick me.
Great.
Final answer.
No, it was Alana Glazer, guys. Come
that
on.
That was long. You're going
right,
back to the beginning.
All right, well, we've got,
let's get
we
more
got three more. Hopefully you do better. Number
we just
got
to loosen up.
Also, oh, sure. Gary, you've never had champagne shit your pants?
Champagne shit my pants? No. No, I've never champagne shit my pants.
All right. Just double check.
I've never drank just champagne enough to have shits that feel distinctly of champagne.
Bubbly
yeah.
shits.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Exclusively champagne.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Champagne
yeah.
shits.
That's a fancy pants shit.
Interesting.
All right, check this out. Well, question number two. When asked what their favorite beverage was, which guest said a dry martini drier than a 90-year-old woman's vagina?
Sexist.
Gary?
You keep saying Gary.
Was it khaki?
Final answer. Okay. No. No, that was Judy Gold.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
But not sexist if it was Judy Gold.
Yes.
Ben, I just want to clarify. The pool of potential answers here is all 160 guests.
Yeah.
Not just the three of us.
No. I'm going Gary.
You know, out of sight, out of mind.
Oh, yeah. Should I have formulated the questions around y'all?
No, I'm just
trying
to help them out.
I would like to know how much they know about me.
You guys can jump in if you have guesses. Fuck. How many more questions are there?
Two more.
Okay,
all right.
So let's all.
Okay,
because I've listened to all 160 episodes, clearly.
Yeah.
Took notes,
yeah.
too.
Oh, yeah, we know.
All right, well, maybe this one's about one of the three of the guests. What did your very first guest ever, Chris Gethard, say what do you look for in a partner?
I don't even know. Was that a question? I don't even know what the hell.
What did your first guest ever, Chris Gethard, say he looked for in a partner? This is.
What did Gethard look for?
I can't spell.
Comprehensive knowledge of Smith's lyrics?
That's our answer.
He just wants someone to be nice to him.
Well, that's the same thing.
That's essentially, that's half credit.
That's not enough.
It takes strength to be gentle and kind.
Okay.
I just want to be nice to you.
Yeah. So how many points do we have?
You have zero. Half a point.
All right, this is the last question. I think you're going to get it. What guest did we use Tinder live on the episode with?
Oh, yes, we did. We Tindered. Khaki King!
You got
that's
one
right.
point.
You
pointed.
That's all
yeah.
I know. Yes.
And I matched Taz.
It was my Tinder. And
girl.
I followed up with that person I matched with, and we did not go on a date.
No. That strong eye contact.
When I said it was a podcast recording, they just got weirded out and never wanted to talk to me again.
That makes
sure.
sense.
I wonder.
Sure.
It was probably a good choice.
Interesting.
Mm. Well, what percentage of matches have you gone on dates with?
I'm not doing that anymore, but
when you were
I was doing maybe two dates a week when I was really using
it. Is that full
but
sex?
What percentage of matches?
What percent of matches?
Yeah.
Low.
What percent of sex? Full? Half?
Well, because it's already low, so it was not good either.
Right.
Was it a Tinder date where you accidentally jerked off into the mirror?
During the date?
Yes. Was that Tinder or was that Bumble? What was that?
Oh, that story that I told you guys
was
about
it peanut?
That I
it was
asked
peanut.
You not to talk about?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
That one that we can't stop bringing up.
Yeah, no, I don't want to relive that, really.
All right.
So, Bumble?
Yeah, Bumble.
Can I ask some follow-ups
yeah,
to this question?
Yeah,
so many follow-ups.
This is
yeah.
remarkable.
Fine. What's that?
I bring
that?
This up every show.
On the so do, as part of the, whose place were you at? Your place or the place of the day?
I don't want to do this right
you
now.
Okay.
He was on the road. He was on the
place.
It was not my
place.
House.
It was her
okay.
place. That's what that means.
But jerking off into a mirror like, makes it sound like you're
looking
fucking
at yourself?
That Matrix mirror.
No. Right, that's what it does sound like.
Don't read into
like,
it.
Oh,
it's, I just, all right, I, you know, you get blue balls, sorta, and I just felt like I needed a release, and, you know.
No better release than you sell your own reflection.
To a mirror. It was a, I was tense, it was a long date, you know, it was going well, but
did you lick the cum off the mirror?
No, I used toilet paper.
Did you try to aim your cum at a specific part of your reflection? Were you,
yeah.
Did you try to aim art right at some
cum? Head on with the reflection of the ejaculate. I surprised myself, and, you know, sometimes also, it was backed up, it was banked up, you know, so it just
was
a lot.
Do you ever do that, and then you're like, man, I kind of wish I was having sex, and I think that was kind of impressive?
Yeah, sometimes I wish I could, like, have someone else to be a witness.
And then you were on a date and you decided to still jerk off onto a mirror?
This young lady was asleep in the bed. He got out of bed while she slept.
What?
Yes.
What?
This is a specific that we left out for some reason. Got out of bed. Young lady was still asleep.
I couldn't sleep. Okay, sometimes you need to jerk off to, you know, get yourself tired.
And sometimes you can't make it to the bathroom, even. You're in the bedroom mirror, the boudoir mirror.
I'm glad that
you
we're
ending
this bed show, God.
I'm glad you were in the. There's so much. There's
yeah.
so
there's
many.
A lot of
that
have.
About
we need a reenactment.
There's so many.
But wait, then you already had sex?
No, we didn't have
wait,
sex.
So that's the problem.
Can I play the mirror and you show me the pose?
Whoa.
Yes.
Okay, fine.
Can
it's
I be
mirror
the sleep
yeah,
girl?
Is a mirror. What did you do?
So it's like.
Yeah, Khaki's the woman who's asleep.
And Diana, just remember that you have to mirror all of Ben's positions as he does.
Oh, I'm
this.
So glad I didn't have to have sex with that guy. He's so bad.
He's just the worst.
She's totally pretending to be asleep, by the way.
This is working. Yeah.
You're disgusting.
I hate myself.
I think that guy.
And then I finished.
Is. Yeah, I think he just fucking jizzed on my mirror. This is the worst date ever.
Oh my god, girl, kick him out. Kick him out. I was your friend on the phone.
Oh, man. Is that what peanut is like?
Exactly.
Yes.
It's like, come and save me.
Well, nice.
You know when actors say they did a role and it, like, really affected them? That's how that was for me.
Yeah. I saw a shift. I saw your soul leave your eyes.
I feel my soul is
gone. Yes. Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Oz. Well, you know, you guys are three of our beloved guests that we've had. But we've also had a lot of lovers through the years. And when we told them that podcast was ending, they were devastated.
They
wanted to reach out.
Yes, they were just demanded to be heard in public.
Yeah.
Share their experience that they had on the podcast. Share how they feel about it. Wish us well.
A lot of them sent in videos, so we made a little compilation. You guys want to check Woo-hoo. It out? Here's
yeah.
what they had to say.
Hey there, this is the point in the live show where we played a video montage of past guests saying goodbye to Ménage à Trois Radio.
We're so grateful that a bunch of our former lovers reached out to fondly recall their personal experience having a threesome with us on the program.
If you care to watch the hilariously touching video tribute, the link is in this episode's description. Okay, now back to the action.
What do you guys say we make it wet?
Oh, yes. Let's bring the spirits back up. What do you say, Haas?
Ooh, make it wet.
Better than the,
wow.
than the source material.
Wow.
We didn't make it wet with any of you when we had you on the program. We like to take passages that were not written to be sexual in any way, shape, or form, and we got to put on our sexy voices.
So we're trying to make them sexy.
Yeah.
And it's a contest between the three of you.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be judged by the audience's applause at the end.
Yes.
So we have this cool book, HBO's Guide to Movies on Video Cassette and Cable TV from 1990.
Mm-hmm.
And you can
the
all
definitive.
Just flip to any page you want and read a synopsis.
That is ironically what I masturbate to. I know you said it wasn't meant to
okay,
be
so
sexy.
Okay, so wait, we have to make this like,
yes.
like, okay.
Also, is there any more bourbon?
Yes.
Okay, tight. Can I get
what, can I,
more of that?
Some of these are sexy already.
Yeah, and if you don't want to go first, you can pass it wherever.
Cool.
Griffin, I'll start us off.
Okay.
If you get a Shannon Tweed movie, you got to pick another one.
Also, I weirdly believe that you jerk off to this.
I mean, that's barely a joke. This is essentially what I masturbate to is synopses of films. Macaroni, 1985, Italian,
Two stars, PG, comedy / drama. Cast, Jack Lemmon. Uptight American businessman Lemon arrives in Naples and is reunited.
Are we going for horny or grizzled? Yeah. What's the conversation?
Like horror,
it's supposed to be like sexy.
Okay,
I'm
sexy.
Building. I'm building it. Hold on. Let me play out my arc here.
Is reunited with Mastroianni, brother of the World War II flame, Danelli. Mastroianni has kept the romance alive by writing his sister love letters and signing Lemon's name.
His sister?
Lemon loosens up under Mastroianni's guidance, pleading performances by the two stars in English and sporadically subtitled Italian.
I cannot wait to see this movie.
Yes, yeah, I'm watching
those it. Those are great actors.
Yeah, Jack Lemmon, Macaroni. That's the most bass I've ever heard in your voice, Griffin.
I feel like you're doing really well when someone interrupts and asks if it's supposed to be sexy.
Yeah, also, I've been saving up bass for 28 years of my life.
You just let
it's
it all
out. Been building up to that.
That was very sexy.
All right, Khaki, you got one?
Yeah. Well, I was going to do Morning Glory, but that's too obvious.
All right.
The next one. Morocco, 1930. Directed by Joseph von Sternberg. Mm-hmm. Cast. Gary Cooper, Marlene Dietrich, Alto Femenju, Ultrid Haupt, Julia Compton, and Frances McDonald. Moody drama about exotic nightclub singer Dietrich's infatuation with foreign legionnaire Cooper moves slowly, but Lee Garb's stunning Oscar-nominated photography provides dazzling backdrop of romantic drama. Dietrich, who also received an Oscar nomination in her Hollywood debut, performs one of her most notorious songs. What am I bid for these apples?
Oh.
Wow.
Very effective.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sexy.
Your boy's pretty much drenched in pre-cum right now. Damn, okay.
I liked all the French names in the beginning.
Yes.
There
you go. Those weren't all French.
Remember when...
Diana Kolsk. Emeth Mayer.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember when Haz was like, his sister?
Well, yeah, it was, the movie synopsis said that the character was writing love letters to his sister.
The other guy's
no,
sister.
No, the other guy's sister.
Oh.
That was the idea.
Haz, you were so aroused, you were distracted.
Have you never seen Macaroni, Haz? The classic Lemon picture, Macaroni?
I've never seen that Lemon joint.
The PG erotic romance, Macaroni?
Yeah, that's back when everything was just rated PG, yeah. I believe.
Gary, have you chosen a synopsis?
Have you wiped down all that breakup?
Yeah, this will happen. Yeah, this will, we can do this. Let's do this one, this will be fun.
All right.
Yeah, okay. Also, should I say, can we unbeat that? Never mind, I'll just go for it. Here we go.
The Birds. 1963. 4 stars. PG-13. Mystery Suspense. Director. Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh, yeah.
Big fucking dick. Cast, Rod Taylor. Balls like you wouldn't believe. Tippi Hedren. Titties like, damn. Jessica Tandy. Fuck. Ass. So soft. Oh my God. Suzanne Plachette. I mean, mouth. Whoa. Fuck, okay. Chill. You want me to come? Chill. Veronica Cartwright. Straight up down for whatever. Girls, nasty. Madison. In a small Northern California town. Oh, fuck. Was the young Andrew Lawyer Taylor among those menaced when birds with human dicks. These birds stay hard. They don't get soft. They definitely come, but only like to mark the end. It's not like they can keep fucking.
Do you have it memorized?
Yeah. Yeah. He's seen the film.
I feel like he's doing some punch up on this.
He's picking up with the home box office.
I just saw the birds. I remember.
Mysteriously start attacking people. I mean, it's hard not to when everybody's face down, ass up in the streets.
Like, I saw the 3D version of this.
Yeah. Ooh. That's how Hitchcock liked them.
Yeah,
face down, ass up.
Technical mastery. First man to ever eat ass. First man to ever eat ass.
Wow.
Like, I don't know if that's actually true. HBO gotta check some shit, but that's what he's saying.
They're trying to sell a movie. You know,
has never been more apparent than in this classic thriller, nature against man. Eerie visuals plus Bernard Herrmann's synthesized soundtrack using no actual music. Fuck. Creates a constant sense of unease, and the titties keep bouncing.
Yeah. Woo!
My.
Wow.
My.
Wow.
Ooh. Shit. Okay.
Ooh. Four stars.
Woo! Whoa.
Well,
audience.
Should we even vote?
Yeah, I don't think we should
vote. I mean, I think it's clear Gary Richardson.
Well, you just picked a sexy movie. So.
I just picked a sexy movie.
It's true. Yeah. He won the lottery.
I mean, you get one with the guy who, who popularized, invented ass eating. You know?
Yes. And I mean, birds with human
birds,
dicks.
Exactly. That's my take on the night.
We're talking about feathers next to skin. That's wild to think about.
I started visualizing it, and my mind just ran away.
They choose to come just for the sake of narrative closure?
Punctuation. Unbelievable.
That's wild. That's tight to me. But the idea of like some birds flying around, they got straight up balls hanging under them?
Yes.
Balls with pubes? Excuse me?
Yes.
It's like a weapon.
Yeah, it's like, get out of here.
It's like, you're not cold-blooded. No, you're not fooling anybody with those big old balls.
City birds fly too low anyway. I'm like, I don't want to get hit with some fucking balls when I'm walking to catch the train.
No.
That's going to happen. It's going to happen.
It's making me really appreciate the fact that birds don't have balls in here.
Yeah.
Or dicks of any kind.
Yeah, and that's also just imagining that these balls hang lower than the dick. You got some, like, real big dick birds out there? We're talking about shafts to the dome.
Yes. We're talking about...
That's wild.
Hawk cock.
Or like ostrich dick?
Yeah. Ooh, yes, the ostrich dick.
It's just like a big log.
Imagine if every time you just were taking a stroll and wanted to take a glance up at the sky, you just got an eye full of dick and balls.
Yeah.
Flying around your head.
Mm-hmm. I have something to, you know, be grateful for. That is not real.
Say your prayers tonight, Kat.
Yes. Hitchcock's nightmares.
But the nasty is not a reality.
No.
They call him the master of horror for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Although I do think a remake is now in order.
Oh, yes.
A remake of The Birds.
I think so.
A porn parody,
The Birds with human dicks.
Yes. The Birds, with human dicks.
Yeah.
Oh, they randomly start attacking people whose asses are in the air.
Yes.
Also, like, what a weird world. Everybody's face down, ass up.
That's what I'm saying.
At all times.
Jesus.
I mean, let's just forget about the birds with dicks for a minute. Just the people are walking around just face down, ass up.
It's like,
how do you pay rent?
Laid around with ass up all day? What?
Yeah, but then the people are going to say, oh, you know, you were asking for it. And then you're like, no, I didn't give that bird any consent.
Right.
Running a lot of problems.
And those are conversations that we need to be having. We need to create these spaces.
Thank you. Thank you.
I should be able to be face down, ass up, and have no bird fuck me.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
But that's what Hitchcock understood, is that the true horrors are psychological and societal.
Yes, he was pushing buttons at that time.
He was. Yeah. He was.
Questions of consent?
Yeah. Yeah. He's very woke. One of the wokest films.
Well, and then
he's known.
Kids in the Hall
took that idea further with Chicken Lady.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Spawn of a chicken.
One of the scariest comedy sketches of all time.
Terrifying.
Yes. The bastard child from on the set of Hitchcock's Birds was Chicken Lady.
Yeah, Chicken Lady's been around for a while. Didn't age in an expected way.
So would we fuck birds? Down the line, Haas? Yes? No?
No, I wouldn't fuck a bird.
No.
Are you asking, would I fuck any bird? I mean,
if you need to have some sort of emotional attachment, if you want to get to know them.
I'm not ready for...
I'm not talking about a one-night stand.
I'm not ready for a blanket agreement, but I might, you know, a flamingo, perhaps?
Well, yeah, you have to go with bigger birds, because small birds you're going to hurt.
Ooh, easy hot shot. Look, I haven't seen you jerk off into a mirror. You're not hurting any birds.
Okay. All right. You know, I can hurt a couple birds, let me tell you.
But this has all been about birds fucking you. Like, would you be fucked, Gary, by a bird?
I don't know. I feel like oral is such an essential part of my sex life. I feel like a beak's gonna fuck my shit up, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want a bird to like.
What about like a sort of feathery tickling?
Ooh.
Feathery tickling, for sure, you know? Like, if we're talking one off kink, yeah. Absolutely. If we're talking like true intimacy, I wanna be able to look a bird in the eye.
Yeah.
I wanna be able to look a bird in the eye. I wanna be able to, like, look, I trust
so this,
you, dude.
And that's tough because often birds have eyes on opposite
right?
sides.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta pick one.
It's hard to pass.
And
it's hard.
So at some point, you get from face down, ass up to.
Yeah, also bear in mind, yeah, you're face down ass up.
Yeah. A lot of tilting.
So I'm face down ass
up. A lot of angling.
There's a tickle. And I'm looking back and being like, please, I love you.
Yeah, basically.
If that's the case, then yeah, for sure.
Okay.
That's the case for sure, yeah.
I think that there's a, I'm reminded of a Zeus turning into a swan and raping a, and the rape, who her name was Leda.
And those
what? Can we find that movie on the HBO guide there?
There's a lot of art made of a chick and a swan embracing, but really it's like dark. It's dark stuff.
That long neck feels
It looks sexy, but it's really like, God, that was awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, if it was the right bird and I was feeling, I couldn't find any peanut. Action.
The peanut's dry.
I may be dumb.
I think my answer is yes.
Hard yes.
Hard yes.
Hard yes.
You would finally have sex with an animal.
Whoa.
Finally.
Right, and you were so mad at birth.
In this world, if I'm face down, ass up, and there's birds flying around,
you wouldn't even know.
Impressive genitals, I'm like, yeah, count me in. What else is there? Shopping?
I just thought of something.
What is this new world?
I realized I did always have a crush on Ginger from Chicken Run.
Okay.
Just in terms of personality.
Ginger?
In terms of personality, she was a little more humanoid. I mean, also clay-based, but...
Yeah, that gets a little messy.
Well, she was really
at some
clever,
point.
But did you know the first half of that, the first part of that movie is based? It's like it's a carbon copy of The Great Escape with Stephen King.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a good movie.
Great movie.
Good movie. Very sexy.
A hen? We're talking a hen. A plump hen? Is that? Am I remembering?
She was a little svelte. I mean, we had there. I will say this: Chicken Run represents a very nice array of body types. It's a very.
It does.
It's a very body diverse movie.
Mm. Well, when you got that clay to mold, you know.
Yes.
You're
yes.
playing
God. Yeah. I was attracted to the fox in Robin Hood. That's an anime.
Dashing.
Yeah. Very handsome. Yep. Very, very handsome.
I was attracted to the female fox playing Maid Marian.
Yeah. Those are good answers to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people like cite that movie as a sexual awakening. There's something weirdly... I don't think it's just... I mean, obviously.
A lot of people say.
No, I got it.
You made it sound very scientific.
I believe no, you saw it.
Dr. Griffin.
I've heard this a lot from people. I do think there's something. I think
you
that,
sound like the president.
I am. Everyone's telling
everyone
me. I'm hearing from everybody that everyone jerks
that
off to
really
the Disney Robin Hood starring foxes. No, I think there. I think that movie is like the flirtiest of all animated films.
Yep. It's in the eyelashes.
It's something in the eyelashes.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, the eyelashes were very inviting in that film.
I think so.
Did you know that Daffy Duck is always wearing eyeshadow?
Daffy Duck? Daffy is?
Yes. Yeah.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm, that's a
lady. He also tucks.
A lot. Because
you never see his big old
thing.
Oh,
no, sorry. Not Daffy. Fuck. What's
Donald?
Daisy.
Daisy, sorry.
Daisy.
Daisy Daffy.
Daisy.
Yeah, she's always wearing eyeshadow.
She's dark purple.
Like, no matter how bad things get.
She never cries.
She like, never goes out.
She's a real woman.
Yeah, she never goes out without her eyeshadow.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that
it's
despite
Mabel.
The, you know,
no
underpants, you know that she is a female duck.
Can I go lateral off of this for a second?
Please.
I've never had the courage, so thank you guys for pouring drinks down my throat and allowing me the chance to ask this in front of people.
Don't share our pre-show rituals with everybody.
What was that thing on Donald Duck's neck? You know, no, not Donald Duck, Daffy Duck.
Goiter?
The little white.
Like a little.
It was
like
because
color.
He's a type of duck. Like a duck that has that. Like
they have
but it's like a loon, I think, that they based him on.
Oh,
right.
A canal loon, I think.
I always couldn't tell if it was just like that was his one item of clothing. Was
yeah, I always thought that. I thought it was
a collar.
Yeah.
No,
this was
a
priest
collar. It looked like a priest collar.
This was the question
yeah.
you couldn't get up
yeah,
courage
about
to
about
ask.
I've never had
yeah, I thought there was a second part.
Yeah.
I was waiting
I'm feeling
like,
very safe right now for the first time in my life.
Can someone verify what that is?
Does anyone know?
Get their phone out.
We got any duck experts?
Any Warner Brothers people in the
air? We have a friend over
Chuck
here.
Chuck Jones here?
Look
at
it.
Tex Avery?
Google fingers.
Daisy duck caught like neck?
Daffy.
Daffy's
Daffy,
neck.
Daffy.
Daffy.
Daffy
duck
neck.
And
Paz, are you listening?
Mallard duck.
Mallard.
Mallard duck.
Mallard
duck.
Mallard
duck. That has
that
on marking.
Yep.
Interesting. My sexual awakening from animation was The Last Unicorn, if anyone has seen that.
I have totally seen that. With Mia Farrow.
Yes, very.
There was a nest of the unicorns.
It's
nobody
like a,
told me, but
it's
the
like
forest.
A mallard duck. That's what it says here.
Oh, wow.
Haz. You're fired.
Haz. What is going on?
Haz.
Oh, well, this is the last show, so who cares?
Wow,
I actually did and still will masturbate to the original Aeon Flux on Liquid Television.
Well,
that shit was so fucking hot, especially when she fucked herself.
Yes.
Oh my god.
She
that's
fucked
like
herself.
Yes.
Oh my god.
She in this the like one of the end episodes, the one where the ones where she stopped dying at the end of everyone.
I've seen,
oh
I
my
know
god.
About this show.
Oh. The original Aeon Flux is a masterpiece, and
it's,
she dies like at the end of everything. Yeah,
she pulled the Haz.
Yeah. But she like she is, I can't even, she's her, this other side of her is in, is trapped in this room, and so she can get into the room, and in the minute she gets there, she fucks herself. And then she's like, I'll get you out of here, and then leave.
This sounds like retroactive justification for what Haz was doing, was he thought there was another version of himself trapped in the mirror.
Yep.
And he had to masturbate to get it out. He had to free the alternate universe
towards the audience for the love of
Jesus Christ. I'm sorry.
Good Lord.
I'm sorry if Haz has made anyone feel unsafe.
Yeah.
We told him to stay by in the bar, but...
He cannot be contained.
I'm gonna be...
And he's come out three times to pretend like he's jerking off. That's what he's done.
Who's counting
in the bar,
Gary? Who's counting?
I was.
Yeah.
I was. You came out the first time when we made you, and you came out twice more just now.
Exclusively steps forward to my master.
Just
to
rock your...
It's my time now. All right.
Well, on that sad note, I think we should probably sign off.
Yeah.
Okay.
We want to give a big congrats to Gary, our winner of Make It Wet.
Thank you, Gary.
Congrats, Gary.
We should all see the birds. And also thank you to Griffin Newman for putting some bass in his voice and sharing his darkest Daffy Duck secrets. And to Khaki King. Thank you so much.
Best in the biz.
We miss you guys.
We're going to miss you. We're never going to see anyone again.
We'll never see
this
again.
Is it. We're getting divorced and we're killing ourselves tonight. Good night.
It's been a great podcast, though. I will say, from the bottom of my heart, I've loved the show.
Thank
you
guys
have made
sense.
It really serious.
You
haven't heard the last from us.
No.
Just...
Nope. Every time Haz steps out from behind the bar to jerk off, think of us, please.
An angel gets his
Haz.
Sex with a bird.
Hey,
thank
up?
You.
Thanks, guys.
You've been a wonderful dirtbag.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
Hey, maybe you don't always post the app or... We know what's happening. And we love you. We do love you.
Maybe I'm not always paying attention or know much about sex and relationships, but
you're
I have my two cents.
You have your two cents?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Do you know how that phrase works?
I think so.
Okay, cool. Sweet.
You didn't talk about
that. What you wanted to say, then cool. If you say what you wanted to say, then cool.
I know we're trying to wind up here. But can we talk about the time that your podcast got written up in Podmas? Which is like a very exciting, prestigious thing. And almost the entirety of the write-up was about a time that Ben got a hand job. In the back
Hot
of
mass.
The car, they didn't even review the episode. It's like they exclusively reviewed Ben's story.
Just plugged that out. Yes.
It was a really good hand job.
And cited
yeah.
him by full name.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
Look that up. Google that article. It's wonderful.
I sent it to my mom, and she was disappointed.
We have a lot of press, including that piece on menageatoirradio.com.
Yes.
You guys can follow along to see what we do next.
Yep.
Follow us on Twitter.
On Twitter at
Menage
Radio.
Haas will be around.
Yep. Thank you, everyone. So much for
yeah,
tonight.
I'll be here.
So we love you all. Thank you so much.
We love you, Mercy.
Yes, thank you for coming out in the rain to celebrate with us, to hang out. Thank you, thank you. Love you, love you.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.